Lisa Pereira is here now with her second look at this morning's papers.
Go back to the drawing board. That's what Social Protection Minister Dara Cleary was told by Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers, according to the Irish Examiner. It's in relation to a proposed €12 hike in core social welfare rates, which Minister Chambers said is too large. The Examiner says the €12 increase now looks in jeopardy, although Minister Cleary is still expected to push for it. The Irish Independent is also looking at the budget. Fuel allowance will rise €200 to help pensioners and people with disabilities to cope with energy bills. The Independent says it can reveal that the working family payment will also increase to tackle child poverty. What's the penalty for hiding a child's body? That's the online search that Gardaí are reported to have found on a phone they seized in their investigation into the disappearance of toddler Daniel Arobose. The story's on the front of the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror. Remains believed to be Daniel's were found on open ground in Dunabate, North Dublin, and investigations are continuing to determine how he died. The state is open to using deportation hubs outside the EU for unsuccessful asylum applicants. That's the top story for today's Irish Times. In an interview in Brussels yesterday, Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan said Ireland would only consider such a scheme if it looked like it would be effective and value for money. Under plans currently being debated by the EU, member states would be allowed to strike agreements with countries like Uganda or Rwanda. People who've been unsuccessful in their bids for asylum could be sent there for processing to be returned to their home countries. The Belfast Telegraph is also looking at immigration. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced the introduction of a digital identity card aimed at reducing illegal immigration. But critics have dubbed it a Brit card, and they object to Irish people in Northern Ireland having to carry a card proving they have a right to live there. First Minister Michelle O'Neill is leading the charge against the scheme, describing it as ludicrous and ill thought out. There's a large photo of Lorraine Barry on the front of the Irish Sun. She announced last night that she's quitting as a judge on Dancing with the Stars. Ms. Barry said it was the right time to say goodbye after a tough year in which she's lost her ex-husband, whom she described as her first love, and her mum, who was her forever love. Dancing with the Stars boss Larry Bass was said to be reeling from the news. He told The Sun, Lorraine was a piece of gold. She was the Pele of dance. The Irish News carries a picture of Rory McIlroy looking smiley and happy as he practices at Bethpage Black in New York. The Independent and Examiner show identical photos of McIlroy and Shane Lowry in high spirits as the Ryder Cup gets underway today. Brenda Power is writing about Maria Steen's handbag in the Irish Daily Mail. If that was a real Hermes Kelly bag, writes Power, then I'm lost in admiration for her sheer chutzpah in rocking a €40,000 handbag to sign off on her presidential hopes outside Leinster House. She said the handbag sent the liberal left into a tailspin of begrudgery, mockery and shameless blatant misogyny. She goes on, it seems nothing grinds the gears of the left in this country quite like the sight of people working hard, doing well for themselves and enjoying their own money.